Nolte, Times Square shooting forces anti-cop de Blasio to deploy more cops. By John Nolte on May 11, 2021. Failed New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, a far-left Democrat who promised to slash the New York City police budget by $1.5 billion, is backpedaling big time. Last month, he increased the NYPD budget by $130 million and this week, in the wake of those horrible weekend killings in Times Square, he's deploying more police officers to the area. Mayor de Blasio promised a strong response to the weekend's shocking shooting at Times Square even as he played down its potential impact on tourism on Monday. His honor said the NYPD would deploy an unspecified number of critical response officers to the popular tourist destination and maybe some other areas, as well, following the Saturday incident. Two women and a four-year-old were struck by gunfire that broke out following an argument among several men. Critical response teams are deployed for everything from terrorist threats to civic unrest, along with violent crimes. This is one of the great pleasures of woketardery. Sitting back and waiting for reality to prove woketardism is the worst idea in the history of humanity. Unfortunately, Democrats are so depraved. Innocent people have to be hurt before they're forced to admit the truth. The idea of defunding the police is so goddamn stupid I can hardly wrap my mind around it. First off, if your police department does indeed require reforming, slashing the budget is the exact wrong way to accomplish that. Reform requires extra training, new personnel, and more money to attract better personnel. Secondly, America needs cops. We just do. Criminals are not big on social justice. Criminals are not invested in seeing your social justice experiments succeed. Criminals don't care about owning the Republicans. Criminals might pose as woketards, but it's all a con to convince quisling Democrats like de Blasio to defund the police. To neuter and weaken policing to a point where the criminal's job is made easier. This is especially true for street gangs who compete directly with cops to decide who will control the streets. Black Lives Matter and Antifa are terrorist organizations who have successfully suckered a whole bunch of dimwit Democrats like de Blasio into making it easier for them to terrorize. But, and just as I predicted way last year at the start of this madness, eventually reality rolls around. The reality of increased murders, carjackings, and the like, and this reality hits so hard. Even a fascist socialist like de Blasio is forced to increase police funding and to admit only the police can stop crime. Which is what he's doing by deploying more police officers to Times Square. You will note that de Blasio is not deploying more social workers to Times Square. If the Big Apple is going to rebound from the shattering effects the 1619 riots and de Blasio's anti-science coronavirus lockdowns, he needs tourism to rebound, which means he must get a handle on the explosion of violent crime in his city. And the only way to do that is policing, and the more policing the better. Policing is what saved New York City in the first place. New York was a disaster in the early 1990s. Then Rudy Giuliani came to town and introduced the broken windows policy. A policing approach that says if you don't fix the broken windows in your factory, kids are going to break more windows under the belief this is okay. What Giuliani and the NYPD did for New York was nothing short of a miracle. They removed all the broken windows that said criminality was okay. Things like panhandling, loitering, sleeping on sidewalks, etc. Suddenly New York looked like a place where breaking the law, even a small one, came with a consequence and the city was transformed, renewed. And then along came de Blasio. De Blasio might not have cut much of that $1.5 billion he promised. But he did institute bail reform, aka a revolving door where even those accused of murder are released. He did eliminate specialized policing units. Add these destructive policies to his anti-cop rhetoric and what you get is a toxic environment criminals thrive on. Regardless, reality is reality and as long as we're still a democracy, something else the left want to eliminate, reality matters to voters. So de Blasio has no choice but to admit, through his actions, that his anti-cop rhetoric is all a big pile of failed nonsense.